Lamed Beis, seven lines from the end of the Perek. We want to welcome back the people who haven't been here in a while, Dr. Brait and Corey, and Dr. Brait's here for a simcha. He should have nachas from his einiklah, from this einiklah, from all his einiklah, children and einiklah. And Mestamet or einiklah soon. Right. Aviv Nazir Ailam, Vahu Nazir Stam. Aviv is Nazir Ailam. Now we're going with the halacha that said that a son can use the money his father had separated for Naziris. The way we explained it was a halacha l'maishim Sinai, that if the father was a Nazir, separated money and died, the son can accept Naziris on the condition that he can use dad's money. And we're trying to set the parameters of that halacha l'maishim Sinai. So we've asked a number of questions till now, and we're continuing our different shilas. Now, again, I've said this a few times, I don't know how many times, the difference between the word shila and the word question, kasha. In English, there might not be a difference, but in Lashon Kodesh, there's a major difference. A kasha means you said something that I have difficulty understanding. So I ask you a question on what you said. A shila means, I don't know. I want to find out. Nobody said anything. I have no question on anything anybody said. I'm investigating and trying to find out what would be in this scenario. So in Lashon Kodesh, that's a major difference. We're not asking any questions here, kashas, because nobody ever said anything. We just have halacha l'maishim Sinai. We're trying to define the halacha l'maishim Sinai. So we're having a bunch of shilas, yes. Inquiry?
Our school says when it's a kasha, it's a challenge. It was challenging.
Okay, could be. Anyway, in Lashon Kodesh, it's Kasha and Shaila. I'm much more comfortable with that. That's all. So, the next Shaila. Aviv Nazir Ailam, Bu Nazir Skam. There are different kinds of Naziris. There's the guy that's Nazir Ailam, that he's Nazir for the rest of his life. And every so often, we had a Machloikus when he can cut his hair, he can lessen his hair, and he brings Korbanos, and he continues on. The father was that kind of a Nazir, and died after he had separated money for his kabbanas. Because remember, the father brings kabbanas at every haircut. The intervals of the haircut was about like his tanoim. And now the son wants to become a regular nazir using the father's money, which was designated for a different type of naziris, but all in the greater naziris family. Is that halacha l'maishim Sinai allowed that or not? Or aviv nazir stam, who nazir raylam? Or the opposite way. His father was a regular nazir, had separated kabbanas, money for the kabbanas, died, the son wants to become a Nazir Ailam using the father's money. And again, the Nazir Ailam will be bringing korbanos at the intervals that he's allowed to take haircuts. Kigimir and Hilchas Stam Naziris, Adom Eloishna. Is the halacha l'maishim Sinai only said Stam Naziris? Or maybe there's no difference. Vimtim Tzolaymer, Halcha Idi V'Idi Naziris Tara. And if you're going to say it includes all kinds of Naziris, but these are Naziris Tara, which means the father was using it for Korbanos at the end of his Naziris, or at the interval, and the son is using it for the Korbanos at the end of Naziris, or interval. How about, by Rav Ashi, Aviv Nazir Tamei, Vahu Nazir Tar, Aviv Nazir Tar, Vahu Nazir Tamei. What if he says he wants to use the Korbanos for Nazir Tar, but his father had designated that money because his father was a Nazir Tamei, died in the middle, was going to use the money for Nazir Tamei, for the Kabbalahs of Nazir Tamei, right? And the son wants to use it for Nazir Tar, or the opposite way. The son is Makabal Naziris, that he can use the father's money in case he becomes Tamei. My teku. End of the day, we have no proof at all to any of these shilas. And again, as I've mentioned many a time, the Gemara uses teku when it doesn't try to prove the shilah. Because teku literally means let it stand. If you try to prove it, you didn't let it stand. You didn't, maybe the proof doesn't work, but you don't say the word teku. Teku means let it stand. That means we have nothing to say. It's a great shayla. We don't even know where to begin. Dr. Rush. Aviv Nazir Ailam, King Miri Hilkos and Bistam Nazir. Pirish, because his name is Bistam Nazir. Was in the Matzilim by him, his name Nazir Ailam. Could have asked, if this halacha l'maishim we see in that cover when both are Nazir Ailam. Ashekitzer HaTalmud, Vimtim Tzolaymer Kamar. The Talmud shortened it instead of asking all the possible questions. It's included. Avodazar Tamei Nitma, the Hifrish Maas Litzipurim, and he separated money for his birds and Asham. Right, and Nazir Tamei brings two birds, a Chatosai for Idlosai and an Asham. The mace, Maoshi Yosef HaBen Alois Maas, can he add to that money? The Havi Karmen is here's Tyra, meaning that assumption is that it costs more money to bring three animals than two birds and one animal. So he's going to have to add money. Eilehepech, where the father left money and he's only going to use some of it for Nazir Tamei. My, what is the halakha? And the answer is Teku. Okay, now, I'll speak it out. Beishamai Yimrim, Hegdish Torah Hegdish. Beishamai says, Hegdish by mistake is Hegdish. We don't know what that means. I mean, we're going to see in the Mishnah what it means, but we won't understand why it works. We won't understand why. But Beishamai says it. A guy makes something Hegdish by mistake, it works. Even though it was a mistake. And the Gemara will explain what that means. Chaitan. Abisol says, the Bach changes it to Einai Hegdish. It's not Hegdish. Chaitan. Amar Shor Shachar Shi. And I'm going to translate the Mishnah simply. We will see later on in the Gemara that there is different translations. But first we read the Mishnah and we translate it simply. Amar Shor Shachar Shi Yitzim Yibesi Rishayin. The black shor that will come out of my house first. He has multiple shorim in the house, and there are multiple colors. And he says, the black one that's coming out first, Harry Wegdish, the Yotza Lavan, and a white one came out. Now he said black one, but he also said the one that comes out first. And a white one came out first. Zok the Mishnah, Beshamayim, and we don't know why. Beshamay says, even though it's white, Pashim shot in the Mishnah, it becomes Hegdish. And the Mishnah will repeat two other cases, and the Gemara will want to know, why do we need three cases to have the same argument? He has a pouch full of coins, and he says, the golden dinner that I will take out first, Harry Hegdish, but he took out a silver one. He said, the gold one that's coming out first, and it wasn't the gold one that came out first, it was the silver one. B'shamayim hegdish, or b'shamayim ein hegdish. Chamish shoyayin, a barrel of wine. Shetalim b'yadi rishayna. I guess he has barrels, and he says, the first barrel I'm going to pull out here is going to be wine, and that should be hegdish, hari hegdish. V'yoltu shoshemen, and he pulled out of oil. B'shamayim hegdish, again, we have no inkling in understanding Meishamai, because he didn't donate this. He donated a black one, how does the white one become Hegdish? He donated wine, how does the oil become Hegdish? He donated gold, how does the silver one become Hegdish? That's why we have a Gemara that will try to, that will explain it. We'll try to understand. The Gemara explains it. Dr. Rush? What?
The first black cow, is that over with the dust? With the white cow.
That's what it said. Again, there's going to be three different interpretations in the Gemara, so we got to give the Gemara a chance. I deliberately did not spend time explaining Beishamai, because whatever explanation I'm going to say, there's going to be different ones in the Gemara, so we call that patience. Be a doctor, have patience. Kesan. Amr Shar Shachar, Shiyatimi Bais Basi Rishon Haru Hegdish. Beishamai Mim Hegdish. Pirish. Avim Yotza Lavan Rishon Hu Kaddish. The Rush explains it simply that white one becomes Hegdish. Dinner is of Chavish Ayayin. Av means also even. Even, yeah, even.
The black
doesn't say a word about the why are we going to argue? Why can't we wait for the Gemara? You know, the Gemara is going to explain all this. So I'm going to start arguing with you now, and then the Gemara is going to say differently. So why am I doing this? No, it's not. Even though the white one came out first, it's Hegdish. Even though he said black and the white one came, I don't see anything in it.
Okay.
Dinners of Chavisha Yayin, the Gemara Mefarish, Hani Gimu Bavi Lamali. The Gemara will explain, why do I need this? All these three cases. Okay. Zakti Gemara Meshameh Mehegdish, Mai Tamayu. What is the reason? Now, again, the Gemara assumes that the white one is becoming Hegdish. That's all. The white one is becoming Hegdish. He said the first one that comes out, the black one that's going to be first, and it was the white one that was first, the white one becomes Agnes. Why? My Tamaya de Beis Rambai. So the Gemara, Yalfinan, Tchilas Agnes, Misais Agnes. They derive the beginning of the process of Agnes from and, not the, and end process. There's a concept in Agnes called Tmura. Tmura means when one tries to exchange animal B for animal A. Animal A is a carbon, and he wants to exchange animal B for animal A. We call that Seif Hegdish because it's taking an existing Hegdish item and trying to exchange it. Now what happens is, by Tmura, is that both become Hegdish. That's the halacha. We're not learning Mesechtas Tmura now, but that's the halacha. So again, Reuven has a carbon, we'll call it animal A. He decides that he wants to make animal B instead of animal A. He says, I want to exchange the two. Both become Hegdish. Now, the halacha by Tmura is, that we have a pasuk to say that even if he says the wrong words out of his mouth that he didn't mean, it counts. For instance, he had a carbon Ayla and he had a carbon Shlomo. And he wanted to exchange his Ayla for this animal. So he pointed to the animal, and he wanted to say, this should be an exchange of the Ayla. That's what he wanted to say. And instead, his mouth slipped, and he said, this should be the Tmura of the Shlomim. What does this carbon become? The Tmura adopts the properties of the carbon it was exchanged for. Again, the exchange didn't work, but the Torah said that the Tmura becomes Hegdish. What Hegdish does it become? The carbon that you tried to exchange it with. So if you want to make a Tmura's Ayla, again, it's a lav in the Torah, you're not allowed to do it. But if you do it, the Tmura becomes an Ayla. You now have two Aylas. If you want to make a Tmura Shlomim, the Tmura becomes a Shlomim. So now you have two Shlomim. You wanted to say that animal number three here, you had an Ayla and a Shlomim, and you wanted to say this should be the Tmura of the Ayla, and you slipped and said this should be the Tmura of the Shlomim. You never meant it. You never meant it. It was a mistake. Now, halacha is, it becomes a Tmura Shlomim, and nobody argues. You said Tmura Shlomim, we have a Xeris HaKosov that says, mistakes don't mean anything. It counts. Mistakes count. Xeris HaKosov. Even though you were mistaken, and we're not questioning that you were mistaken, but you said it, it counts. Zog Beis Shammai, you see from Tmura, the things that happen in error count. Therefore, if you said the black one and it was a white one, it becomes the white one. That's what the Gemara is trying to compare. The Gemara will question the comparison, but that's the first Gemara's approach. Again, no questions yet. The Gemara is going to question this comparison, but the first point in the Gemara is, Beis Shammai says, just like by Tmura, mistakes count, by Hegdish, mistakes count. This was a mistake. You said the first one that comes out first, it was the black one, and it was a white one. But it's a mistake. Mistakes count. It's a comparison that the Gemara is going to see a difference right away. But I'm just trying to explain what the Gemara is trying to do. Yes, Doctor.
I would just point out, and I would see, that there is an assumption that has already been made, which is that the intent of Beis Shammai is that the ox that comes out first, the important thing is the ox that comes out first. There are actually two statements.
Again, I think we should get, that's why, Dr. Schwab, that's why we're learning about it. Okay. We have to give the Gemara a chance to work things out. Then we can take lessons from the Gemara.
We're going
to
talk about why we're saying the ox is important and not the
We're going to talk about everything in here, but we have to give the Gemara a chance.
I'm waiting with
baby. That's very good. That's what I love. Okay. My time in the Beis Shammai. The Alfino Tchilus Hegdus Misaif Hegdus. Ma Tmura Betas, just like Tmura Alfino Betas, even the mistake, and I said which mistake it is, he slipped and said the wrong word. I've had this after a little bit of toss.
The fact that we call that the case of Seif Hegdish. Seif
Hegdish is a reference to Tmura. The reason it's called Seif Hegdish is because it's dealing with an item that's already Hegdish. The carbon that we're dealing with is Hegdish. Whereas Tchilas Hegdish is you're starting with zero. So we're using the word Seif Hegdish.
Therefore,
what's that? Okay, Selah Hanimili Tmura. That Zeret HaKasim was said by Tmura. Avalachusi Hegdish B'Torah Slay Maksinan. But the start Hegdish, that Hegdish should enter the mistake, we never said. So the way the Gemara is explaining it now, Beis Shammai says this is included in the Gzeres HaKosev of Temura. Temura is a revelation that by Hegdish mistakes work, and Beis Shammai says Temura is Temura and Hegdish is Hegdish. Do not confuse the two. Do not compare the two. Zuck the Rush, Misayv Hegdish, Temura Kari Saif Hegdish, Fishikdusha Saiba Mikaya Hakaras. Tamura is called Saif Hegdish because its Kedusha comes from a ready something that's Hegdish. Ma Tamura Afilu Batas Zokterash Dash Kedadarish Betamura Perig Yesh Korbanos Yiel Rabbi Shagi Kamezen Yiel comes to include Shagi Kamezen Mepharish Reb Yechonon Hassam Ksavra Loimer Shor Shachar V'yamar Lavan. The guy wanted to say black and he said white. He said the black one should be a Temura. He wanted to say that. And he said the white one is a Temura. Or, Ksavar Laim Mishar Shachar Yehag, I'm sorry, Ba'amah Temuras, or, Ksavar Laim Temuras Ayla Ba'amah Temuras Shlamim. Notice both cases are a slip of tongue, meaning he wanted to say A, but he said B. Right? He wanted to say the black one, he said the white one. He wanted to say Ayla, he said Shlamim. So, the Xeris Akasiv, that it works. We learned it out from the Pasuk, yeah. So same thing over here. Say, I'm sorry. Where is it? Right. Guadinami Ksavar Laim Mishar Shachar Yehegdish V'Amar Lavan Kaddish. Right. That's true by Temura. V'Chayim Masnisin. If he says the black one should be Hegdish and he slipped and he said the white one is Hegdish, it would work according to Beis Shammai. Just like by Temura, it works. V'Chayim Masnisin Nami V'Amar Shar Shachar Yehatzmi Beis Yerishin Yehegdish V'Yatzal Lavan Kaddish. We view it as a slip of tongue. He said the first one, the black one that comes out first, and a white one came out first. We view it as if he said black one, and he instead of saying white one, or white one instead of saying black one.
You would actually would happen.
Well, he said.
No, but he
that's going to be the Gemara. That's why we're learning the Gemara again. Frank the Gemara. What? I'm sorry.
Who?
Achusi means come down. Go on it. How does art school translate Ahusi?
Yeah, he causes sanctity to descend.
Right. Zog the Gemara. Mishamat. And the Gemara now proves that this is not a good comparison. Ma ilu amar hayazah takazah l'chatsi hayayim. Meaning, what would the guy would say? He wants it to become a Temura at midday. A guy would say, I want this animal to become a Temura at midday. Does it become a Temura now? No. He said midday. Why say that it goes now? He designated that he wants this animal to be a Temura at midday. Till midday, it's not a Temura. In the midday, at noon. He says in the morning, I want this to become a Temura at noon. Don't ask me why he's saying this. But he's saying this. So it becomes a Temura at noon. We don't say that it becomes a Temura now. He didn't say that. So over here, he said black one. Why are we making the white one? There, it was, he said the wrong words, but he said the words. So we say mistake count. Here, he said black. He didn't say white. Why are we taking black and turning it into white? You see from Temura that if he said Ayla, Shlamim, instead of Ayla, it works because he said Shlamim. That's what the words he said. We're not adding words. We're not changing words. We're listening to words. Here, you're changing the words. He said the black one should be a Temura. I'm sorry, the black one should be Hegdish, and you're making a white one Hegdish. Where do you see in Temura that halacha? You don't see in Temura that you can take his words and make it mean something else. You take his words literally, even though he didn't mean it. That's what Temura meant by mistake. He said the black one, he wanted to say the black one is a Temura. He said the white one is a Temura. He said the white one, so we listened to him. He didn't mean it. Zeres HaKosev. If he wanted to say the black one is a carbon, and by mistake he said the white one is a carbon, that would be a great comparison. He said the wrong word. Temura teaches us wrong word works. Here he said black one, and we're making the white one Hegdish. That means we're making something that he didn't say. You don't see that in Tamura. We don't see in Tamura an ability to take words that he didn't say and make it work. All you see in Tamura is words that he said are taken even though he didn't mean it. You don't take words that he didn't say. You don't see that by Tamura. If a guy wants to make a tour at noon, do we say it's a tour in the morning? No. He said noon. So why, when he says black, is the white one, is the carbon? If you would say, I want the black one to be a tamura, do we make the white one a tamura? That's the Gemara's question. Again, the Gemara is far from finished. We're just giving an example that we don't take his words and change them. Wait and see what happens. I'd like to read the Gemara. Yes?
This is a quick question. If he says that it will be a tomorrow at noon and it drops dead at 11:30, do you have to replace it?
No, not at all. No. We have a tomorrow in Milay Shaita? Does it become a tomorrow right away? It becomes when it reaches midday. When the black one comes out, it will become Kaddish. The black one didn't come out. He said black one. How does the white one become Hegdish? Dr. Rush. Ulubei Shammai. Ma yilu amar haizet tamura zulukhatiyai. We have it tamura mahishaita. Im amar haizet tamura kshagiyah khatiyai. He said, this should be a tamura at midday. Milsa the pshita dein a tamura chigiyaz man chakaba. It's simple that it's not a tamura right away. It's when he said it. His words that he said before, here lemefreya doesn't mean it works retroactive. The words that he said before, chala le'akdusha mechatzayis ve'elach, kicks in at noon. He said the words in the morning, but the kedusha kicks in when he said it to kick in. When his words are kept, the meaning, he said that the black one that comes out first should become Kedusha. Until the black one walks out, it's no Kedusha. There I'm listening to his words, and even though he didn't mean to say what he said, but to change his words, we don't see that works by tomorrow. So why are we making a comparison? There's a non-comparison. Tomorrow means listen to his words. He didn't mean it. Tough luck. Here we're changing words. He said black and we're making it white. How can you do that? Where do you see that in tomorrow? Amar Rabbah. So Rabbah give a whole new shot to this. Rabbah says, Beishamai translates the words to mean the first black one that comes out. The white one is not Kaddish. Beishamai said, the guy said the black one that comes out first. We're saying he means the first black one. It might be number three. It might be number four. It might be number eight. The first black one that comes out should be Kaddish. That's what Beishamai meant. Now, why is that called Hegdish Tos? Because the language is not clear. It sounds like he said the black one that comes out first of all the Shvarim. But we're translating his word to mean the black one that comes out first of all the black ones. First black cow. But that's not what the words clearly stated. Therefore, it's a mistake. The expression was a mistake because what sounded like he said the black cow that's going to come out first of all the cows. And that didn't happen. So Bezil says, it didn't happen, it's not Kaddish. Because he said only the first one is black, and the first one wasn't black. And Beishim Shammai says, we say no. We say it means his words. We take his words and say it means the first black cow that comes out. Not the first cow that comes out.
Please call the cell phone.
Going to be black. I hope I explained my... So therefore, we're now saying the white one is not Hegdish. But exactly. That's why I said we got to give them our chance. We're not finished yet. But Rabbah is saying that it's not the white one that becomes Hegdish. It's the first black one. But I want to do a few more lines before we have any questions. Zakti Gemara, Amar Papa, the Takdam Arisha, the Chieta Arisha. Right. Dr. Raj. Amar Papa, Takdam Arisha, Chieta Arisha, Klaimer. Vadem Bitmura Lemata Bishamir Lemela, Fusan, it's my sorry, Timmy Pip. You cannot derive from Tmura to change words. At the time of the Beishamai, to the Matai to the Buri Haki, we translate his words to mean, Tsar Shakar, she ate to me based the Rishon Lishkairim Kaddish. The first black one that comes out. Bahavale Lameh Ma'ela Marapapa. Usually when the Gemara gives a noob shot and throws in the word Ella, should have said Ella. We never mentioned the name in our first understanding, like Amra'ela. And it said the first shot from Abaya, and then Rapapa would have said a second shot, we would have said, Ella Amra'ela. But since we never mentioned the name, so we don't say Ella Amra'ela. Yes, doctor.
Are you on?
But there's another way of saying it, is that the
I'm not going to argue with you now. I think that you're going to try to let Gemara. I understand what you're trying to say. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to disagree with you now. Let's just leave it there. I'm going to let the Gemara do its thing. We're not finished. To me, until we finish, we don't draw conclusions.
There's a book saying that if you wouldn't have said the word Rishon, then the Shachar would have been, the white one would have been.
No.
The Rishon changes.
Yes. Had he not said Rishon, he would have said first black, the black one, so the black one that comes out. No, the Rishon would not say change anything in this case, no. If you learn this way, even if he wouldn't have said Rishon, he would have said the black cow that comes out.
It would be a black cow then.
Right. Well, it is a black cow now, according to Rapapa. He's learning the white cow is not Kaddish.
Okay. So the Rishon is meaningless?
It means the FAA has 10 black cows. They say the first black cow.
I would have a half a minute.
I have no idea. That's a great question. I don't know.
Well,
he says star means one, so I would assume only one.
If
yes.
I answer you, the finish is that even though the white one came up first, his statement is still effective.
Okay. Yes. If that's what he meant to say, he would have said different wording. The black cow that comes out first, Barishon. The first black, that would have been the wording for the black. So we're dealing with wording now. The Beis Shammai, they say the unclear wording is still translated to mean that he meant the first black cow. And Beis Shammai says that's not the words we hear. We hear first cow, which is black. I mean, the first of all cows, which is black, and it wasn't black, so nothing is Kaddish.
It focuses on the first, not on the first.
Again, that, the wording, Beis Shammai says, doesn't tell me that. And Beis Shammai agrees that the wording is not exact. But that's Hegdish Kar Savi Hegdish. They're willing to expand the words to make it Hegdish. So according to Beis Shammai, the toss here is in the wording. In the wording. Not in the meaning, in the wording. And Beis Shammai is saying, we listen to wording, and we're not going to expand the meaning of the words. Now, I don't know Lashon Kodesh well enough. Beis Shammai is saying, if Beis Shammai were right, the wording would have been, Shor Shachar Sheyeitze Bar Rishon. Bar Rishon would have meant the first black. And Rishon means the first of all cows. You can't argue with me because I don't know the answer. I don't know why one means one and one means the other.
The answer is that why are we focusing on the word first rather than the word black? And says Beis Hillel, because that is the way in which Hebrew works, that it had it been not the first.
According to Rapapa, right. We're focusing on the word black and first. The question is it first black or first cow?
Well, first has precedence.
Again, first black. Okay, this is too complicated for me. First black or first cow? That's the
Machlokes. Straight logic.
Fine, okay.
Are we tweaking
Halacha Moshe
Sinai?
There's no Halacha
Moshe Sinai.
This is not Halacha Moshe Sinai.
It's not
Halacha
Moshe.
No.
What is it?
Rabbi Shammai says that's what we translate the words to mean. At the beginning, it wasn't Halacha Moshe Sinai either. We were deriving it to Tamura.
Because we're learning from Tamura.
That was the first parents. We backed off of that. We said it's not a comparison to Tamura.
Oh, we really
backed off. And Tamura is not Halacha. You're using the word, but it's not the right word. By Torah, it's a pasuk. Halakha l'maisha v'tzina means there are no psukim.
Okay.
Xeris hakasuv and halakha l'maisha v'tzina are, I mean, they both come from the Rabbi Nishkalim.
I used the word wrong.
Right. They both come from the Rabbi Nishkalim. The same Rabbi Nishkalim. The only one. Yachad v'en yachidus k'vayi v'shum panim. The only one. It's the same Rabbi Nishkalim. He gave it to us different ways. But the word Halacha L'maisha V'tzina'i makes it sound like there's no psukim. By Tamura, there's a pasuk, and originally we wanted to derive it from that pasuk. Now we're backing off, we're saying it has nothing to do with Tamura. It's a totally different question. How are we willing to translate the words that this man said? Beisilo hears it one way, and Beis Shammai is willing to say that even though the words indicate that way, really, but we're willing to say that what he meant was to make it heck.
I'm using the skill of human logic.
That's interpretation right. Of words, if you want to use it that way. Because I think Beis Shammai would say, well, I have no proof, but theoretically Beis Shammai would say that even if I didn't mean the first black cow, I meant the first cow that comes out black, but since he worded it this way and he said it, we heard first black cow.
The Mishnah, when he translates it, it leaves it up to understanding that the black ox, comma, which will emerge from my house first, comma, shall be sacred. So there's two tsnayim here. You don't know which, what, how to...
That's why we learn Gemara. You know, isn't it amazing that the Gemara thinks of all these things and lets it speak out?
There are two.
Okay. Correct the Gemara. Now, the Gemara asks the question based on an assumption which the Gemara will dispute. And that is, the Gemara assumes he only has one cow that's black in there. So how can it mean the first black cow when there's only one cow black? Isn't the Mishnah talking about he only has one? So I think my lie, Tricha, the Isle train plus, no, he has more. I said that right away. I knew this was going to come up. I don't know why the Gemara assumed that way.
He said,
don't
black
count. Right. Dr. Rush. How can you say the first black when there's only one black? Mashma im shor shachar yoytim nabayis tchilah. He shouldn't have said mi beisi. The word beisil when it says from my house, that indicates that it's the first one coming out of the house, not the first black one. Okay, again, this is a wording issue, and beisamai hears it one way, and beisil holds it the other way. This is Rav Papa's answer. So going to this, we have one shot in our Mishnah so far, which is, the guy said, the black cow that comes out first from my house. Does he mean the first black? Does he mean the first cow, which is black? And if it's not black, it's nothing. And the white one, by the way, does not become Kaddish according to this Teretz. That's not how the Mishnah sounded to us originally. That's not how the Gemara wanted to explain it originally. First, the Gemara wanted to say the white one is Kaddish. We're backtracking. The white one is not Kaddish. Right? It's just saying the white one came out first, and it makes no difference going to Beis Shammai, because he meant the first black one. What is the mistake here? Hegdish b'kavanu. Going to Beis Shammai, this is the way the word said. Where is the mistake? I don't hear a mistake here. Mistake means a blatant mistake. I don't hear a mistake here. What's the mistake? Zakta Gemara. The reason it's egg discuss from the ate the diburikama. Because it misleads. The wording is misleading. That's why we call it a mistake. It's really not a mistake. We're not saying that we're doing something that he didn't say. Let's see the Rosh. So Rosh, how you had this b'kavon, look, I might call it a hegdish b'tos. So the atir v'diburay, she diburay ain't a masma kol kach lehegge, k'vayshim v'beshamay, before she might say. Really doesn't clearly say what Beshamay is interpreting it. L'hach yikar lehegge hegdish b'tos. Klaimar, hegdish adaymek tzas l'tos. On a mafarshim devarav, l'habitaz v'kachash. We take words that seemingly don't mean what Meshamai says they mean, and we interpret it that way. Therefore, we call it a mistake. Okay. Yes. I'm not going to argue with our school. I agree with the interpretation. Yes, doctor.
I'm not that happy with the way that our school is all doing. It is better. Essentially, the ambiguity is only in whether the two contingencies which both exist are...
I'm going to say you're 100% right just to stop this conversation about the two contingencies.
No, it's an easy one if you parse it out.
Fine.
It's Hashava doesn't count.
No.
Because
looking at Hashava for Hekdesh, it becomes Hekdesh. That's, okay, that's a great question you're asking. And the Rishonim, different places say, if he meant to make it Hekdesh v'machshava. But if he meant to speak it out, it does not become Hekdesh v'machshava.
In other words, by speaking out the word that showed that machshava was not enough.
No. I hate to say that, not enough. Wrong word. That he didn't mean to do it with his machshava. The fact that he bothered speaking it out meant that he wanted to do it through speech, not through machshava.
It's not how until he spoke.
Because that's what he wanted to do.
Wasn't just talking out loud, thinking out loud.
Again, the Rishonim say that. That's one of the truths of the Rishonim say. There's other truths in the Rishonim say, but that's the common one. That a person who wants to do a b'dibur is not doing it by machshava.
And if he doesn't say b'dibur, the machshava counts.
Yeah, but then he has to tell us, I had this thought. He didn't say here, I had this thought. He didn't say, I thought to make this hegdish. He never said this in the Mishnah.
And I assume also that if he had Machshava and he had never spoke out the words, then whatever his Machshava was, we'd have the same argument, understanding as what the Gemara is going with people.
I don't think so, because in Machshava, I hope he has clarity. If not, he needs a lot more help than what I can give him.
Because people think things through. In the meantime, again, change their mind also.
That's not, again, that's a different story. In Machshava, there's clarity of what he means, when he thinks it. And by the way, might as well just put this to rest. Machshava means a final decision, not a hatamina. If a person's debating whether to do something in his mind, that doesn't mean he had a machshava. Machshava means a final decision. He decides to do A, not I might do A. Might do A is not machshava. I get this shot all the time, that's why I'm putting this. I thought I might give the tzedakah. Do I have to give the tzedakah? No, you don't. You're the only thought you might. That's not called a machshava. Machshava means you made a firm decision. That's machshava. And by the way, in machshava, there should be no ambiguity.
That means he had clarity of thought, and then he brought his korban. Where did you get the idea to bring the korban? Then he said the words incorrectly, different than his machshava.
No. Again. Hold a second. If he Machshava decided to make this animal a carbon, it becomes a carbon.
Doesn't make a difference what he says.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference because he's finished.
Okay.
But this guy didn't want to make it the Machshava because he's making it the Dibur. He's not telling me this is what I thought. He's telling me this is what I'm doing. Now there are Rishonim that learn. Once it gets confusing, it might as well be confusing people. There are Rishayim that learn that Machshava doesn't make the animal Kaddish. Machshava obligates him to make the animal Kaddish. that Machshava doesn't do the job. Machshava is an obligation to do it.
Whether he speaks it or not.
Well, if he doesn't speak it, he never did it. It doesn't become a carbon.
He has to say the words.
He has to then consecrate it. Correct.
I mean, mafresh to behema, that's not enough.
Well, mafresh behema for what? According to those who say that Machshava didn't create. Machshava creates obligation too. Again, most Rishayim don't learn that way. So Machlokes Rishayim. Yes.
Which is, it's very clear at that time, and it's coming true now, that you have machines which can read your mind. I give a number of examples. So the question is, if you think about turning the lights on and off and the machine reads it, are you being Michal Shabbos?
No, you're not.
Actually, Rabbi Yankel said, yes, you are. It took me, he said, give me a week to think about it, because I saw him on Shabbos pretty regularly. And he said, yes, that you can actually trigger an action. These are his words. You can trigger an action such as the separation of Trumas and Maestros and things like that on Shabbos. So your thoughts do have concrete ramifications. And yes, thinking about turning the lights on and off would, if it triggered the action directly, would be a Chil of Shabbos.
I'm not going to argue with him.
He spent a week working at it.
I'm not going to argue with him because he's not around to argue with. But I have no idea where he got this from. I know where he's coming from, but I don't see a comparison. But this is not the conversation for now. To me, it's Alok and Hegdish and Truma, not in anything else. Where in the world do we see that Machshava triggers things that have nothing to do with Hegdish, Truma, or Neder, or Kabbalah, Bar Mitzvah? If a guy thinks that he's not going to eat bread for the next week, there's no Neder. Not at all. It's not a mitzvah.
It's also not eating bread is not an action.
Again, it's true, but if he thinks he's going to do a mitzvah, then he's obligated. Kabbalah is my mitzvah. I don't know. Again, to me, I don't see the comparison, but then again, I'm not arguing with him. He's not here. He can't defend himself. I'm sure he must have 18 and a half riots. And therefore, I don't argue with him because I knew him. So therefore, I definitely won't argue with him without him being here. But to me, it's a chiddush nifla that makes no, I don't see it.
It took him a while to get there. The question, to quote a person who I think is an absolute fool, this question is above my pay grade.
Again, I'm just saying, to me, I don't see the comparison. Again, I'm not here to argue with him. I told you, I can't argue with somebody that can't defend himself, especially when I knew the person that he probably had 18 riots with all different studim. He had he had eight studim in how Kriya Samesim is going to work. You know what I mean? I have no studim in how Kriya Samesim are going to work. It's just going to work. He had eight studim. Is it DNA? Is it the loose bone? He had eight different ways of how Kriya Samesim is going to work. To me, I only have one way of Kriya Samesim is going to work. It's going to work, and I'll find out how it works when it works.
Actually, he's working now. According to Ari,
okay.
It began 200.
Fine, but that's not what that was. That wasn't one of his studs.
I'm just saying. What's going on right now?
Okay, fine. Again,
no idea.
By the time it works, I'll figure it out. But that's not the, if I'm around. But that's not the point. The point is, knowing him, it's just what it is. Okay, we're going to stop here. We're going to start the Gemara Vayter Merchashem on Monday morning. Sunday morning, 6:30.